We're going to spend some time today with Victor Everoni. He's from Cabrillo Inn at the Beach here on the waterfront in Santa Barbara. And he sees a lot of the great things that happen down here along our coastline. And so I thought it'd be a great chance to kind of meet with him and talk about what's happening in our little slice of paradise here in Santa Barbara. And so let's go ahead and get started. Victor?
Thanks, Harold, for allowing me the opportunity to talk about the beautiful East Beach across the street. Our family's been involved with the Cabrillo Inn at the Beach since April of 1976, a little over 30 years. The East Beach area is just a great place to do business. It's beautiful. The sand is just pristine. The water is a little chilly at times, but people do swim in the ocean. There's lots of things to do. It's just a great place to do business and enjoy life.
That sounds great. So tell me a little bit about some of the types of events and things that you see happen down here at East Beach.
Well, Harold, some of the things that I see people do down here at East Beach simply is just enjoy the beach area. Get a suntan, see a lot of people with laptops doing their work. The bike path runs right in front of the Cabrillo Inn at the Beach, so you can hop on a bike and, you know, take it down to the pier. Other things I see people do is kite surfing, kayaking, jet skiing. The volleyball courts are just right down the street. There's a lot of youth camps that are, you know, put on at the volleyball court areas. And lifeguard, in the summertime, they have a lot of lifeguard camps. Some of the bigger things that are happening is this weekend we have the triathlon coming into town. And they basically shut Cabrillo Boulevard and, you know, sponsored the whole event. We've been very busy for that weekend, and other than that, it's just a nice place to be, East Beach.
So you mentioned the big upcoming triathlon. What are some of the other big events that you see happening each year down here on the Santa Barbara waterfront?
Well, Harold, some of the other big events that are basically set up across the street at East Beach, because it's a convenient place to get a lot of people and vehicles and equipment. They've had the volleyball tournaments, you know, at various levels. They've had championship, you know, volleyball tournaments set up here. A recent event was the Outrigger Canoe Races. That was kind of cool. Got a lot of people that stayed with us, and really nice people. Other events that I've seen is there's been various fundraiser walks for either breast cancer or some other, you know, event to try to raise money for a cause. Other than that, you know, there's always something to do around this area, and, you know, like the pier area and everything's only about a mile away.
It must be great for so many years to have been right down here and be a part of it all. I bet you've seen so many cool things. Tell me a little bit specifically about Cabrillo Inn at the Beach and your central location right here on the waterfront.
Well, Harold, in a nutshell, what we are is we're a little family business. We're kind of like the little guy on the big guy block. We have large hotels on both sides of us. Our location is, you know, pristine. We're 39 units. We have a heated pool. We have two large common sun deck areas that overlook the pool and, you know, the beautiful East Beach and the Channel Islands, which a lot of times you can see the Channel Islands, you know, as clear as day. We cater primarily in the summertime to families. They seem to like our location and our, you know, our price point. One of the things that we have to accommodate, you know, families or other type of guests for an extended stay is we have these two-bedroom, two-bath vacation rentals that are affiliated with the Cabrillo Inn, and they're located just right across the street. They've been real popular over the years. We've been renting them since about 1992.
Yeah, you're not kidding, Victor. I was actually having a look a little earlier at the vacation rentals, and those things are really cool. You've got them all decked out, the kitchens, the layout. That is a nice place to stay right down here at the beach area. I highly recommend it for anyone listening. Victor, give me kind of a rundown of some of the fun things that you think there are to do just kind of here in the Santa Barbara area and Santa Barbara County, and some of the things that you know people are doing when they come here to stay at the Cabrillo Inn at the Beach.
Well, some of the things that people do when they come stay with us, Harold, the pier, like I mentioned, is only about 3/4 of a mile away. That's the beginning of State Street, which goes into downtown. There's shopping restaurants galore, you know, off of State Street. Just right around the corner from us is real popular, the Santa Barbara Zoo. And if you have children, make sure you take them on the train ride. The bird refuge is just right over by the zoo. It's kind of a nice, peaceful area. There's lots of different species of birds that people can watch. And then right adjacent to the bird refuge is the little quaint town of Montecito, which has, you know, pretty much upscale shopping and some really great restaurants. We get a lot of people that come stay with us that go to the County Bowl for the concerts, and that's just about a mile and a half up off of Milpas Street, so they'll stay with us and then take a cab up to the concerts. We get a lot of people that do that when the concerts are in town in the summer. We have a lot of people that stay sometimes 3 or 4 days, and they'll use us as kind of a hub to maybe take off one day and go wine tasting up in the San Ynez Valley. A lot of times people will stay with us and then take off for a day trip, stay overnight like in Morro Bay, and then come back the next day to their room in Santa Barbara. They use it as a kind of a focal point to see the other areas. Down by the pier is the Yacht Harbor. You know, there is boat rentals and sailing, and you know, you can go fishing, rent jet skis. There's all kinds of things you can do down at the harbor. Shoreline Park is about a mile away. You can take a bike ride or walk, rollerblade, and when you get up on top of Shoreline Park, you can actually see, sometimes if you look far out into the distance, you can see the whales. Plenty of dolphins come by that area. That's just a good focal point, Shoreline Park. It's a great place. Other than that, boy, there's just so many things to do. There's the Mission, there's the Botanical Gardens, or you can just sit around and relax and soak up the rays.
Well, Victor, I know that you guys are really got a lot of bookings going on and filled up at Cabrillo Inn, and now you're going to have even more people interested in coming down and seeing what it's all about here in Santa Barbara. Why don't you give us a little bit of information about how people can get a hold of Cabrillo Inn at the beach?
We primarily take reservations by the phone. We have an 800 number. It's 648-6708. Our regular 805 number is 966-1641. Sometimes the 800 reservation line will get too, you know, busy, so feel free to try the 805. Other than that, you can check us out on the internet. We do have a website. It's www.cabrillo, spelled C-A-B as in boy, R-I-L-L-O, N-I-N-N.com, cabrilloinn.com. Those are the basic ways that you can get a hold of us. Unfortunately, we are in the process, but we do not have internet bookings at this time. Our availability changes, so, you know, if we're full, try us back again.
Well, Victor, it's been great to talk with you today. You know, I'm from the Santa Barbara area here, and you named so many things to do, I forgot about how many cool things we have in Santa Barbara. It's just a giant list of great offerings here in the Santa Barbara area. I do want to thank you at this time for being part of our show, and we'll see you next time on Santa Barbara Life Magazine.